This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good tovach everyone, Shalom Aleichem. We're going to try to just speak out something on Daf Nun Hey. The Gemara cites the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings the machloikas between the Tanakama and Reb Lezer ben Azaria regarding Tosefes Ksuba. Tanakama holds that whether a woman who's an Arusa or whether a Nesua collects Tosefes Ksuba. And Reb Lezer ben Azaria says only from Nesuin you collect Tosefes Ksuba, but not Minha Erasin. That's the Machlokes Tanakama and Reb Lezer ben Azaria. The Gemara on the bottom of Nun Hei Amud Aleph brought a Machlokes Rav and Reb Nosson. One says the halach is like Reb Lezer ben Azaria, one holds the halach is not like Reb Lezer ben Azaria. And the Gemara says, the Gemara assumed that the reason why Reb Lezer ben Azaria holds that only a Nesua gets Tosefes Ksuba is we follow Umdana. The Gemara says, the Shaminan lay the Reb Nosson, the Azal Basar Umdana. Because the guy gave her a Tosefes Ksuba. Now, presumably he gave it to her. Why are we starting to make distinctions? Well, maybe only if she's an Nesua, not if she's an Arusa. So Gemara says we follow an Umdana. Umdana means, presumably, the reason why he gave it to her is because he wants to consummate a relationship with her. But if it never reaches that stage, if it never reaches Nesuin, the Umdana says that he never meant to give it to her. Even though he never said this, we didn't have an interview with him and say, hey, why are you giving it to the woman? But we use an Umdana that he's probably giving it to her only if it comes to Nesuin. However, the Tanakama seems to say, no, we don't follow an Umdana. And by the way, the Gemara ultimately says that really both Rav Nosson and Rav, whether you hold the halachas like Rav Lezer ben Azaria, you don't hold the halachas like Rav Lezer ben Azaria, everyone holds you follow an Umdana, but it could be the reasoning of the Tanakama is he meant to give her Tosefes Ksuba not because of we presume he'll only give it to her if they consummate the deal. He gave it to her because he was close with her, and that closeness was established even by Erisin. Meaning, ultimately, the Gemara says, everyone holds we follow Umdana. So as we're about to see, that Halacha L'maisa, in Dinei Mamonos, we do follow an Umdana. So in Siman Reish Mem Vav, in Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, La'olam Oimrim, Oim Din Das Hanoisin. We always evaluate and estimate the mindset of the giver. If the words show or are apparent that in the end this is what he wants, then we do what we assume he wanted. In other words, when it comes to monetary law, even though we don't know for sure what somebody wants, but we make an evaluation and we act based on the evaluation. Ketzad, how so? Mishahalach benoy lemedinas hayam. Let's say somebody, his son went overseas. Veshama shames. And he heard that he died. In other words, like this. Somebody, his son went overseas. Somebody sent his son off to the army. And he heard Chas V'Shalom his son died. Because of Kol Nechasav Le'echad Matana Geluya Gemura. And the father then, after hearing about his son's demise, he wrote all of his possessions as a Matana Geluya Gemura to someone else. V'Acher Kach Ba Benoy, then his son walks in the room. Ein Matanasa Kayames. His gift does not stand. Shehadvarim Moichichim, because the matter proves She'ilu yada, that if he would have known, Shabnai Kayam, that his son is alive, lo hayonoisin kol nechasav, he wouldn't have given away his properly. Lafikach, therefore, im shayer minachas of koshahu, if he leaves over any amount, bein bekarka bein matan matanasa kayemes, because if he didn't give everything to that other person, then that means he still held on to the belief that maybe his son was alive. But if he gave everything away, so then clearly it's because he didn't think his son was alive. But now that his son is alive, so then we assume that's why he gave the gift. What I'm showing is halach lamaisa when it comes to dinei mamonos. Like our Gemara concludes, we hold oim din das hanoisin. We evaluate the giver's mindset. We make an estimation. We make an evaluation. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you one more example. Let's see. I don't know why it's not opening. It's not downloading. Okay, here's one more situation. Let's see if we can read the words. This is a Pischei Tshuva in Siman Reish Zayin. Here's a case. Ayin b'tshuvas chavos yor, simim samach tes. Oidois, levi sheratza liknois, bayis mishamayin. Levi wanted to buy a house from Shemayin. Let me see if I can make it even bigger. V'sho'aloi b'ma roitza. Basically, a Levi wanted to buy a house from Shimon. V'sho'aloi kama roitza. How much do you want? Heshiv tafkes rota. V'levi omer shi'itin loi shin. Basically, the seller said, I want 500. The buyer said, I'll give you 300. So, basically the seller says, no, what do you mean? I'm not going to sell it to you for 300. I have an offer for 350 already. Basically, he says like this. The buyer claims that the seller says, I want 500. The buyer says, no way, I'll give you 300. The seller says, I already have an offer for 350. You know what? He says, I'll do you a favor. If you give me 400, I'll give it to you, but I'm not taking less than 400, even though I really want 500. And it turns out that loy haya v'loy nivra. Yeah? Turns out loy haya, he never had such an offer. You hear the thing? The buyer offered 400 because the seller said he had an offer for 350. But it turns out the seller never had an offer for 350. Here he says, "Vayhi ha'am kimasloinin if shekana bayis biyakimayid shalayv Naftali im emesu sharatzalitain 350." Levi asked Naftali, "Did you really want to offer that price?" Vayhishav l'hadam. He said, "I know what you're talking about. I don't know about the house." So Levi goes to Shimon. He says that, you know, you tricked me. I only offered you 400 because you told me you had a offer of 350. If I would have known you didn't have an offer of 350, I wouldn't have offered a penny over 300. Yeah, that's basically, it's hard to read these words. Let me take you to a summary over here. Here he brings a case. Someone who wanted to buy land, and the read it backward. The real estate agent says he has an offer from very high. He'll sell it for X amount of dollars, even though it's less than he would have wanted, because he can't go less than that. He has a very big offer. So the Pischei Tshuva brings from the Chavos Yair that we just saw in Simin Reish Mem Vav, that the halacha is we're soymechan in umdina, And it's clear the only reason that Levi offered 400 is because he thought the seller had an offer on the table of 350. But it's an umdana, he never would have offered that otherwise, and therefore he could retract his offer. Okay? That's the Taz disagrees. The Taz says you can't be mevatel the mekach. Why? He says, the Taz says, because ma'isim b'chol yoyim, that sellers make up, that they have offers on the table. So you can't say it's an umdana, that the buyer only offered that money because he thought the seller really had an offer. Because everybody knows in the business world that that's the way the sellers are. They sort of make up, they sort of invent offers that they have. But you can't be mevatel, the mekach. In other words, it's not that the Taz disagrees in principle that we don't follow umdana when it comes to mamonos. He just says this is not a valid enough umdana. One more case that is discussed, the Nesivas HaMishpat and Siman Reish Lamed, where somebody has an order for a big amount, a large amount of linen, of flax. And because of that order, he goes to the wholesaler and he says, look, you know, I have a big order. I want to buy flax off of you. And then turns out that the retailer lost his order. Meaning he doesn't have the order anymore. The person didn't want to buy it from him. Could he then go to the wholesaler and say, look, I only made the order from you because I had an order. But if I would have known that the potential buyer would backtrack, I wouldn't have placed the order with you. So the Nesivas HaMishpat says that that's a valid umdana. It's clear he only was going to make that purchase because he assumed that he would have a buyer. But if it turns out he doesn't have a buyer, then he never would have made that purchase. Bottom line is, when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, like our Gemara concludes, the Machlik is Rav and Rav Nasan. Ultimately, the Gemara says everyone holds. We follow an umdana. The Machlik is only one umdana. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to try at 11:15 to have a double header, something on Daf Nun Vav, something on Daf Nun Zayin, okay? Agitavach, everyone. Thank you for coming tonight. Bracha v'atzlacha. Shkayach. Good night. Good night. Thank you. Everyone, stay safe. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.